Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu and Sarah. We're here once again at Big B Comics for another one of their lovely afternoons of artists.
Of course.
And we're here now with Megan Carter. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Lovely to meet you today.
You as well.
Thank you. And right off the bat, I wanted to ask you about Take Off, which I was reading about on your website. What can you tell us about it?
Take Off, I usually pitch as it's about a girl, a giant dragon, and how they have to try to be friends, but they're really bad at it. But the more detailed idea is that they are two characters who went through a very traumatic experience separately, and they have to work through that trauma together in the format of magic animal racing. And that is basically Take Off. It's a lot of big monsters and big feelings.
Nice. It looks like you have three volumes?
I do. This is the complete series.
Oh, wow. Wicked. Cool. And we were talking to you a little bit before the interview. You've actually drawn a cover for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I have. Yeah. A little dream come true for me, actually.
I bet.
Yeah, I'm a big Turtles fan, especially since the new cartoon came out in 2012. Okay. I didn't really grow up with it, but after the show, I just became super diehard, and I love the dynamic, and I love the characters.
So how did it come about for you to do the cover?
Basically, I had been working on submission sample pages, and it turned out, as I was working on them, a buddy of mine who used to draw the used to color for the Turtles, pardon me, knew the editor, and so he's like, when you finish the submission pages, I'll give you the email of the guy who actually edits the comics. And so I got hooked up, he liked my stuff, and I got to do the cover.
Nice.
And I'm currently working on a new set of submission pages to get more Turtles work.
Oh, cool.
Goodbye. Yeah, thank you.
That would be awesome.
Very nice picture, too. You have it here on display, and it's great.
Yeah, it's got the big tiger claw and all the Turtles.
Cool. Now, the Turtles, would they be your favorite characters to draw that aren't your creations?
Probably, yeah. Okay. They're usually, I find them the most fun to draw, which is why they're kind of my go-to when it comes to, if I'm going to work for a company, then these are the guys I want to be paid to draw over and over and over again.
Nice.
Well, that's cool. Very nice. Who were some of your influences?
Like my cohorts, I am a big anime fan.
Okay.
In the big manga boom of the early 2000s. I also like a lot of the DC cartoons, like Legion of Superheroes, Teen Titans, and besides that, I think it's been a big mix of the two, where anime or East and West meet, and I think that's pretty much describes my style.
Yeah,
that's cool. And we were also mentioning earlier, you have some nice superhero drawings in your gallery.
Oh,
on your
thank
website,
you.
Too. I think I saw Wonder Woman and Green Lantern.
Yes, yes, a little clashing going on.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, thank you.
Now, where are you based out of Toronto as well?
I am. I work out of a studio space with Megan in Chinatown.
Okay.
I've been in Toronto since I was about 17.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I came from Niagara and moved there for school.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yep. And same question as for the other two. What advice would you give young women wanting to come into the comic book industry that are artists?
I would say the big thing with anyone who wants to do comics is just make them, because you meet a lot of people who come into comics thinking it's going to be easy, oh, I'm going to draw, I'm going to write, and they don't realize how much hard work is involved. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of it is just do it. Just make the comics, put them up online, and just like my previous two, find your friends and learn where you can when it's available to you.
Great.
Very cool. Are you going to be doing any of the upcoming conventions?
Or? I'm going to be at March Comic Con.
Okay.
And as far as that, I don't have anything set in stone, but I'm usually hanging around TCAF or I'm at Fan Expo.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can find my face pretty often in Toronto.
Oh, cool.
Because we'll be at the March Comic Con and
wonderful.
We'll look for you there.
Yeah.
Cool. And where on social media can people go to look at your stuff?
So you can find my website at megacarter.com. And you can visit all my social medias on there, my Tumblr, my Twitter, my Instagram. And you can also visit my new comic, Godslave, at godslavecomic.com.
Also going to ask you about that, because I saw that on the website as What can you tell us about that?
Godslave is about a girl thrown into the drama and danger of Egyptian mythology in the modern day.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. So a lot of research went into it, but it's a big love letter to Egyptian mythology, really.
Oh, nice.
I will have to... I'm going to have to look up that one and... Yeah.
Godslavecomic.com. Yes.
Oh, and other than turtles, what other things do you geek out over?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. I love the Turtles. I also really like, actually, Transformers.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's this comic going right now, Transformers More Than Meets the Eye. I love that book. It's so good. I've never read another Transformers comic. I jumped into this one, and it was seamless.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I really love giant robots is a big thing
for
me.
Oh, cool.
Ultron from the 80s.
Oh, I getcha. Yeah.
Yes. Let's see, I loved all those old animes from the early 80s and mid-80s and that. And that's what got me into manga and anime was back then.
It's all coming back, too.
It is all coming back.
Yeah.
And it's
a good
really
time.
Cool to see, you know.
So,
and my daughter's hooked on manga and anime. And
lovely.
She got me hooked on Attack on Titan.
Oh, no. No.
She's trying to get me hooked on that as well.
Yes, I am.
I like characters too much.
Yeah, don't even get me started.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk. It was great meeting you, and we look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Not at all. I was happy to do it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.